The Brevard Zoo Teens will hold an environmental summit on July 20th. I had the opportunity to speak to the planning committee about the event.
The Youth Environmental Summit is on July 20th. It is from 10 a.m. to 4:30, and it is for kids from ages 12 to 18. And it's just to promote conservation and get them aware of how they can help out through conservation.
A group of Brevard Zoo Teens have been meeting weekly since early spring to plan the event. I asked them what participants should expect.
Some of the programs are actually very interactive. We'll have them where they can make their own edible aquifer. They'll be making oyster mats, making their own videos, taking photos, and we're hoping that they will be very enticed to go into conservation, make their own projects.
This year is during the planning stage. We had all of the speakers come in and meet with this group and talk about what they would do, and they kind of gave them feedback like, oh, it would be more fun if you did something hands-on. They kind of had a discussion about how to make it really interactive so that all the speakers knew what to look for.
We started in 2012 with the conservation group. We actually, it began when we went to the Youth Ocean Summit over in Sarasota. It's all volunteer. If you're interested in conservation, you want to plan and help with projects.
The event is being hosted by Brevard Zoo Teens, a group of teens who are actively involved in the zoo.
We're all zoo teens, so we're all volunteers around the zoo. Zoo teens are ages 13 through 18, and we get to help out with the conservation around the zoo, as well as working with zoo cams, helping handle animals and keep them clean, and basically educate the guests about conservation of animals. You apply for the zoo teen program. There are applications online now, and we select some people from the applications to come in for an interview.
Currently, there are 120 teens in the Brevard Zoo Teens program. Only 30 or 40 are selected each year, and they receive hundreds of applications. I asked them what kind of animals they would study during the environmental summit.
Lots of local conservation, things that affect local animals, like oysters,
scrub
jays.
Robbie and Daniel,
they're going to be presenting at the summit.
They have a big project on terrapins, conservation of terrapins.
Space at the summit is limited, and sign-ups are going well.
We got 60 participants last year, and we're hoping to get 150 participants.
Right now we've got about 40 signed up, and then we also have teams from the program who are in addition to that, so total of about 60 where we were last year.
What's the most memorable thing from last year?
A lot of people liked the oyster mats, and we had reusable resources come, and they got to build their own, city or something like that.
And there was someone talks about what it's like to be creative and how it's important to not just be boring and straightforward. Everything can't be serious, especially even in conservation. And serious is good, but times you have to use your imagination to do things. So he exemplified that through creating whatever he could from these random materials that he threw on the table. Some people made bikes, someone made a tricycle, and someone made city, like Gotham City. But that's pretty cool.
The Brevard Zoo Teens Youth Environmental Summit happens on Saturday, July 20th, and you can register online.
BrevardZoo.org and then /volunteer/zooteens. If you just go to BrevardZoo.org, you can team program application and the link to sign up for the Environmental Summit are both.
To see photos of the Brevard Zoo Teens Planning Committee and a link to registration for the Environmental Summit, go to our website, WFIT.org. For WFIT, this is Terry Wright.